Okay, testing 1, 2. Everyone seems to be in a happy spirit. Let me just put up the video, make sure it starts. And everything has started. So we're going to blow the trumpet and thank God for another 7 month of God. Shabbat Shalom! And thank God for the memorial of the blowing of trumpets. It's the memorial of blowing the trumpets, Zichron Yom Teruah. And it is the Ha'etanim, the seventh month of God. And I know that's the Ha'etanim. Most people never heard of that. But we're going to be, I'm thankful that we did it again. And we were one day off, so there's a lot of people that I hope they didn't go with the last dates we had. But, you know, that's not, you know, we can't, like I say, you know, we always say every time I do the dates, this is our best guess at the moment until we actually see the moon. Anyway, well, we're still using the Gregorian calendar. Today is the 26th, and we're going to ask God to bless and anoint this reading tonight. And I thank God for another memorial blowing the trumpets. Heavenly Father, Master of the Universe, first we ask you to cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot. We thank and praise you. We could be here again, Lord, in your seventh month, Heavenly Father, knowing that we believe in someone's lifetime, Lord and God, the trumpet will really sound and things will change. But we're thankful we could be here today to rehearse this and do it in a rehearsal, in memorial. And we're thankful that we look past what the trumpet meant when you came down. And we look today that we can also be atoned and make sure we're ready to meet you and look for the trumpet in the future. So Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for another time that we could be together. And we may God bless this evening, bless everyone here, bless everyone on the body of Messiah. And we thank and praise you that you show us the truth, Lord and God, and take away anything that's corrupt. I pray for healing for everyone in the body of Messiah. Touch and heal everyone this evening. Take away any afflictions, take away any kind of spirit that would distract us. But Father, let us be attentive to your word. I thank and praise you for the blood of the Messiah, for the word of God, for the grace of God, for even allowing us to hear you about your Sabbath and your feasts, Lord and God. Bless this evening, put a wall of fire around and about us, caution us from any evil. I thank God for another time we could rehearse these holy days of God in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone, and I thank God we could be here. It's still the 26th of September 2014. We are now starting the first day of the seventh month of God, which is really amazing. So we're in the evening hours when it just started, and we already know what September is all about. And it's the memorial of blowing the trumpets. And there it is, Zichron Teruah in Hebrew. It says, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, ye shall have a Sabbath." And we're doing it. A memorial of blowing the trumpets, a holy convocation. And we know what that means, a mikra kodesh, a holy convocation. We get together, and we're doing exactly what it says, so it makes me feel like we're in tune with God and the God of the universe. You know, it's just beautiful to be in harmony with the scriptures, you know. And we're not doing any work. We're not doing any work, but we're going to give our offerings unto God, of course. And there it is right there in Hebrew, okay? So if you read some Hebrew, it says, "Lachodesh Yehiyeh Deber El Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Bechodesh Hashevi'i Be'achad Lachem." It says, "Shabbaton Zichron." It says, "Zichron Teruah Mikra Kodesh Kal Malechet." It says, "Kal Malechet Avodah Lo Tasu." So we don't do any work today, but we're going to be serving the God of Israel. And there's Brother Zach just joined us. How are you? Shabbat Shalom. And we're here. And this is the book of Numbers. It says in Numbers 29:1, "In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, ye shall have a holy convocation." We're not going to do any civil work. It's a day of blowing of trumpets unto you. It's a Yom Teruah Yehyeh. and Zach is dying to blow his trumpet. Would go right ahead, blow your trumpet. Let's see what it sounds like. That's good. It's good enough. Anyway, tonight, because it's the beginning of the... Tomorrow we'll have a big study about Ha'etanim, which is the name of the seventh month, and we'll have a big study about, of course, the Yom Teruah, and we'll have a nice study because it's also the Sabbath. But I just wanted to go over a few verses tonight about the seventh month. You know, actually, it's the seventh month of God. And we all know where the name Ha'etanim comes from, right? It's Ha'etanim in the Hebrew. And I guess our congregation is one of the only ones that I know of that even knows this name. But now people are knowing it, which is great. And not because I'm not trying to give us any accolades or anything, but thank God that we could let people know. Read your Bible. You know, I was talking to my sister today in Brooklyn. You know, she's surrounded by all the Jews there. And she's saying, they're doing Rosh Hashanah. And it's like, it's ridiculous. She goes, it's ridiculous because it's the seventh month and, Ha'etanim. And they're all doing Tishrei and they're all doing, it's Adam's birthday. It's when the world began and all this nonsense that's unprovable. And we're just following Scripture. It's the memorial blowing the trumpets. The feast is going to be coming at the end of the year. It's not the beginning of the year. It's also the seventh month. It's not New Year. Everything about what they say is a lie, and everything of the Bible is true. And too bad some Messianics follow Judaism, because a lot of them still don't get it. But anyway, it's not New Year's Rosh Hashanah, nor the world was created by Adam's birthday. Judaism and some Messianics are wrong. The month is called Ha'etanim. There it is right there. It's not Tishrei. That word Tishrei is not even anywhere in the Hebrew Bible, actually. But anyway... I just wanted to go over tonight. It's not going to be a long study, but tomorrow will be at 12 o'clock. We'll have a nice big study, of course. Now, one thing I find very interesting, which I was thinking about the Ark today, the Ark rested in the seventh month, which I always find that very beautiful because it's the seventh month. This was on the 17th day, so that's right in the Feast of Tabernacles, huh? And if the people didn't tabernacle at that time getting on the Ark, they were lost, huh? Isn't that terrible? And that was on the mountains of Ararat, And, of course, nowadays, as some people say, they found Noah's Ark, but there's all kinds of different people say they found in different locations. But I don't think God left that for a sign, so it doesn't really matter. But there are fragments around the world that prove there was a deluge, that a flood covered the world, They even found shell rock on the highest mountain peaks, which is only found by ocean fronts, and they found other things too. But anyway, so that happened. Another thing that's very important, and it shall be a statute for us forever, that in the seventh month, on the 10th day of the month, we're going to be doing the Day of Atonement pretty soon, And, what that really means is we have to make sure we're always atoned, of course, and make sure we're ready to meet God. We're going to afflict our souls. We're going to scrutinize ourselves, examine ourselves, and make sure that there's nothing that we have that would hinder us from making it through eternity, We're going to do no work at all, which is the easy part, right? Especially for the people that have jobs. You love when there's no work, right? Okay. I tell you what, my wife and I, even though we're retired, we got more work going on that my back hurts from, at this property we got, and there's lots of stuff to do, and rocks to pick up and all kind of junk, but praise the Lord, I'm happy. But anyway, so we're going to be doing that, and of course we're going to be doing the memorial, blowing the trumpets tomorrow in the daytime hours, a little more clearer. We're going to be doing, the Feast of Tabernacles. There's only one feast, I know a lot of people call the memorial of blowing of trumpets a feast. It's not. It's something to wake you up. Like a trumpet is like something to get your attention. You hear it, you turn, like, what's happening? That's what that's all about. And obviously, in Exodus chapter 19 and 20, that's when God came down upon Mount Sinai. The trumpets sound louder and louder and louder and louder. And the Lord came down. So we're thinking that in someone's lifetime in the future, not today, the trumpet's really going to sound. And, you know, if you better be atoned. In other words, you better be ready to meet God if you want a tabernacle with him, you know, throughout eternity. You know, I was telling that again to my sister today. I said, it's such a shame, you know, all this trumpet stuff and we're doing and Day of Atonement. And it sounds like, what are you doing that for, you know? But I guess that's what they said to Noah, too. You know, why are you building this boat? What's up with that, Noah? You know, because, but in someone's lifetime, the flood happened. That is provable, because by the word. So in someone's lifetime, the trumpet is really going to sound, and the Messiah is going to split open the eastern skies. You've got to keep your eyes on the eastern skies. He's coming back. He says he's going to rip them open, and every eye is going to see him. And gosh, it's going to be a day I don't want to be here, because the Bible says you shouldn't desire that day. It's a day of the sound of the trumpet. It's the day of the it's alarm in the city. You know, it's something to be in fear of. But anyway, a lot of people, fake pseudo-Christians, they all think Jesus is coming back with ice cream cones and on a sled, you know, like, he's coming back and it says flaming fire to take vengeance on them that know not God and those that obey not the gospel. Isn't that a frightening thing to think about? And by the same word that there was a flood in someone's lifetime, even though it took 100 years where it seemed like nothing, it seemed like a joke to someone after 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, where's the, what rain? You know, sounded like make-believe. That's the way it feels like now, from this point on. It feels like, oh, the Lord's coming back. Where's the promise of his coming? When is this going to, is it really going to happen? Oh, come on. But in someone's lifetime, gosh, it's going to be totally different. Anyway, I just wanted to try to put a little of that into your reality, because the world tries to erase everything. So this is all about the 15th day we're going to be doing in the 7th month. We're doing the feast. There's only 3 feasts, and I know, you know, Judaism and I guess some Messianics have the 7 feasts, and all these fake Messianic rabbis wrote all these little books, little pamphlets, the 7 feasts of God. There's not 7 feasts, there's 3, because there's only 3 harvests, and there's only 3 times that he was, and he is, and he is to come. And that's what it's all about. And if you relate everything to, if you relate that to the feasts and to the harvest, and, you know, it works out perfectly. But everyone else tries to, 7 feasts. Just like, I was thinking about that again today, you know. Everything that you hear is wrong, but everything you read in the Bible is correct. But this is all deleted. Think about it. It's New Year. No. 7th month. It's, they say Tishrei. No. Ha'etanim. They say it's a feast. No, it's the memorial of blowing the trumpets. You know, I mean, and you can just keep going on and on and on. It's not Adam's birthday or the beginning of the world or whatever that. Who would even know that? And how could New Year be the 7th month? And I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, it's the 7th month. It's not New Year. Plus, New Year, God's New Year is in the spring. It's not at the end of the year. And this, it even says very clearly in the Hebrew, it's towards the end of, this is the feast at the end of the year. Going towards the end of the year, in other words. But that's just too easy if you read the Bible. But this Day of Atonement that we're going to be doing, you know, 10 days from today, you know, from this day, is very interesting because it's going to be the Jubilee, you know. The Jubilee is another amazing time, where represents spiritually the Messiah, where everything's going to be given back and everything's free and everything's going to be set, you know, correctly, set in order. And guess what? This 7th month, the Day of Atonement, we're also going to sound the trumpet. See that? The trumpet of the Jubilee, yeah. The Yovel, yes. So that trumpet is such an important thing, you know. And, you know, if you look it up in the Hebrew, it's a sounding blast. You know, it's a real awakening, startling, getting your attention kind of deal. Just like when they did, you know, Joshua. Remember Joshua? They all blew the trumpets. That must have looked really weird to the people in the city, because these guys were just going around the city. I mean, that's like, what's that? You know, but on the 7th day, it all changed, right? 7th day, this is the 7th month, you know. So It's all, you know, the seventh day, and the seventh day of the week is the Sabbath. So it's all, this number seven is really in focus, you know, at this time. Anyway, this is the same thing over and over. I think I read this to you the other day. This is not a good one right here. But the seventh month, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the seed royal, came, and 10 men with him, and they killed Gedaliah. You know, they killed him, and the Jews and the Chaldees that were with him in Mizpah. Terrible thing. Then, of course, we have the captain. If you read all the captains of the each month, this is the seventh captain for the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite, Pelonite, of the children of Ephraim. So you could look that up in 1 Chronicles 27:10. I don't know how to, in Hebrew it says it probably different than that. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves. Okay, everybody in Israel assembled themselves in the feast, in the seventh month, the Feast of Tabernacles. And of course we'll read Ezra, and during the day I guess we'll read what Ezra did and Nehemiah did and all that, which is really exciting. And, you know, it's interesting, I always relate us to Ezra and Nehemiah because, and also the people at that time, you know, Josiah and all those people, that they found written in the book what they were supposed to do because somebody read it to them instead of like just hearing hearsay or whatever, somebody made something up, but they actually read it. It's written, and that's important. So we actually read in the book now, too, that we're supposed to dwell in booths. You know, and we're going to be building our sukkah, and which is going to be interesting. That's what we're supposed to do, and that represents so much. You know, because it the sukkah. You know, a lot of people think it's just building some booth or something, but if you do with the meaning of it, it's they had the sukkot in the Genesis, and it was a place where the animals dwelt and all this place. But it's also, it's a temporary dwelling, you know. It's a place where God preserves you. And that's why that our brothers and sisters did that in the wilderness. God, they put up this little booth, and God preserved them, kept them alive, and God is with them. And that's the way we do in our life as a rehearsal. And, of course, the main thing is we want to tabernacle with the Lord throughout eternity, right? So that's important. Let's see. Tomorrow we'll read Ezra, that they knew on the seventh day they began the burnt offerings, and the foundation of the temple of Jehovah was not yet laid. And of course in Nehemiah, let's see. They all did it in Nehemiah. We'll read tomorrow, chapter 7, which is going to be very important. And we'll also read probably chapter 7 of John, maybe, because it talks about Yeshua went to the Feast of Tabernacles. And most pseudo-Christians don't ever think of that, you know. He even taught in the temple there. See what it says right here? In the book of Nehemiah, it says, and they found written in the law, which we did too, which Jehovah had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month. So, just think, all these people in the pseudo-fake Judaism, they're building their sukkah too, right? But they're calling it New Year, Tishrei, when it says right here very distinctly, it's the feast of the seventh month. It's not New Year. I mean, not that we're going to change what they're doing, but at the same time, I want to make sure everybody that's with us, Jew and if you're of another nation or Gentile, doesn't really matter, because once you join, you become part of the Israel. So I was telling my sister today, if people would just read their scriptures, even in Hebrew or English, you know, they could see the truth. Let's see, what else is interesting about the seventh month? We see that this Hanani, the prophet, died. We'd have to, I don't know if that was, I think that was that a good prophet or a bad one? Because there was a bad one that was, Jeremiah said that he was going to die. I wonder if that was him, because he prophesied a bunch of garbage that Jehovah never sent him. Let's see, we read that already. Here's the 15th day of the month. Oh, this is Ezekiel. In the seventh month, in the 15th day of the month, he shall do like the feast 7 days. So it's a feast, 7 days. According to the sin offering, according to the burnt offering, and according to the... This is a time to give offerings, too, because it's another time we give offerings to God. In the seventh month, the 21st day of the month, the word of Jehovah came unto Haggai. So we even have Haggai getting a message from God. And anyway, this is all I wanted to say tonight, you know, about we're in the seventh month of God, because I know people today, you know, you probably did a lot of stuff. And tomorrow we got a full day, and I have a whole study prepared already, because I thought, you know, our dates were off one day, so I just happened to put it together the other day, and I figured, you know, this is probably enough for this evening. Anybody have any questions or anything that I'd like to hear? Does anyone here hear about? My sister's the only one that so far told me. Of course, she lives right with the Jews there, so she hears about is Rosh Hashanah all day long and Happy New Year and stuff. But anybody else hear that? Have you've heard that too? Really? You heard it too? Really? He's doing New Year?
Well, he said something about it. But I reminded him that they just spoke to his sister first, you know, with the New Year thing. He said, yeah, I really believe that, but I don't know what he said. That's the only
time I heard it. Yeah, and unfortunately, there's a lot of people. You know what's really sad? A lot of people leave the pseudo-Christian churches, and they don't really know where to go. A lot of them end up in going to the synagogue because they think that some of them think the Jews got the answers, you know, but the Jews don't have the answers. They get you more mixed up because they got all the lies the rabbis told them. Yeah, I mean, remember, they rejected the Hebrew Messiah, and there are no rabbis in the Hebrew Bible. And, you know, it's sad, you know, it doesn't make me happy. Because some of these people are geniuses, neurosurgeons, physicists, geniuses, I mean, you know. And they can't read their Hebrew Bible because the rabbi told them something opposite.
And I saw it in one of their papers, that paper I had.
You have a paper that says, Happy New Year?
It was Jewish thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it had big ad in it about, yeah, everybody, Happy New Year.
Yeah, everyone a Happy New Year. I think they call it 57, 57, I can't remember what year it is. 50, I can't remember what, but it's all made up too, because their timing is off by about 250 years, and their calendar is all mixed up. I mean, if they call this Montishrei, that's a red flag right off the bat when it's Eighth Anim. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say for this evening. If you have any questions, let's see if there's anybody online here. Anybody online? Oh, there's Yisrella. Pretty soon Yisrella will be out here in living color. Yisrella, I seen a car today that said California, had California plates, and I thought, another California moving to Tennessee. But anyway, I'm going to say, I thank you for being here. There's a lot of people from California here. There was a man from California came to try to do some work on our property. Him and his wife moved from California, and they moved here. But anyway, I'm really happy that we could get together tonight just for for a half hour, whatever it's been. I don't even know what time it is. Let's see. What time we got? It's only 7:19. We'll blow the trumpet one more time. And, let's see. I got my little trumpet right here. Let me see what mine sounds like. I cheat. I use my trumpet. Let's see. Mine is right over here. I go to my little new moon. And I click on that. And I slide down to about right here. And I click that, and I shrink that, and I make sure that it comes up. Let's see if it's going to come up. There it is. Play it lower. She said it was too loud.
Oh, okay.
Well,
right on cue.
You guys are getting close to that sound, you know.
Yeah.
A little bit. I can't lie. No, you're not. But anyway, right. All that, they have there's a whole speech that rabbis give on all those sounds, which I'm not going to get into, but that's, I just want to hear the sound of the trumpet. And I picture it going throughout the whole land, and I doubt they had any of that, you know, exact numbers and meanings and all that stuff. But anyway, I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom, and this is the Sabbath, and Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. So Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for another 7th month of God, for the memorial of blowing the trumpets. We remember this trumpet, Father, that we'll read about tomorrow. And Father, give us traveling grace on our way home, and bring us back together to worship you in spirit and truth tomorrow, Lord and God. We just thank and praise you, Lord and God. We know the truth. We're not swayed by every wind of doctrine and every person that has some philosophy, but we could actually just read your word. You made it so simple, Heavenly Father. Bless and anoint everyone here, everyone on Pow Talk, and everyone in the future that would listen to these messages in the body of Messiah. Show us where more brothers and sisters are. Show us where true people of God are, in Yeshua's name. And I thank you for the memorial blowing the trumpets, the 7th month of God, Ha'et Anim, and may God bless you. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. I'm going to